It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Good morning. It's the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week to this banter and a little bit of grilling knowledge. But today we're going to talk a little bit about some harvest food. We got some guests, but I'm Jop and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
That's right, buddy. And see, you changed up your intro. You said good morning.
I know.
Instead of welcome.
Right. Yes, I did.
that artificial intelligence voice you use for welcome.
But well, there's competition now.
Oh, that's right. They're tracking you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. And speaking of they're tracking you, I'm going to do a little support for a friend of ours. We have a sponsor called MyPillow, and I urge you to go onto their website. You can find them on thegrillingguys.com. I just went on and bought some new pillows.
Okay.
Because mine were old. Now, we bought my pillows like 10 years ago.
Oh.
And I remember when we ordered them, my wife said, which one do you want, this one or that one? I said, well, I want the softer one. You know, I don't need a great big pillow. I just want something. Well, now every night I get in bed and I've got her stiff one.
Great big one. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I just went on and bought some new ones. It's like, okay, we're not paupers. Let's just get some new MyPillows.
Yeah. And so they're not that expensive.
So I went to thegrillingguys.com. On the right-hand side, it says MyPillow. You click on it. It brings you to their site. When it asks you for a code, you put in BBQ. Why I like sponsoring them is because they have been deplatformed like so many companies that these big, giant, I don't know if they're all AI or what, but Mike Lindell has supported President Trump and, of course, is verboten. So they have stripped him of tons of revenue. So he now sells direct. They kicked him out of Bed Bath & Beyond and all these stores just because these
guys— Well, they went bankrupt. There you go.
There's a reason for that. And you go woke and go broke.
Yep.
So I bought some new MyPillows, but I urge you to go on our site and support our sponsors because that's the only reason we can afford to have Conrad.
Right. I know. It is big money to have this kind of talent associated with us. Yeah.
Back up that bus.
Yeah. Right. Did that hurt, Conrad? Come on.
No, it's a fact.
I know.
We have to pay for this show.
Yeah.
We're not good enough to get it, you know, paid to do it.
Right. Yeah. Well, speaking of that, though, we've got a couple of our sponsors today that are beverage sponsors that we're going to talk about because there's every time the season changes, what you should be drinking changes too.
That's a little side benefit to us.
Yeah, right.
We do have some awesome food and beverages.
Yep.
We could use a new beef. Well, no, we got Sobe.
Right.
So what do we need? Chicken? I got Sobe.
Yeah, we got Sobe.
We could use a good vegetable guy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Sobe sells vegetables.
I have a place north of town. I keep telling you about where I go and get. So I went there the other day. It's north of Lowell on 91, and this guy is—he's just a cool. I think he's only on 20 or 40 acres, but he has a garden spot for his the small vegetables of, I'm going to say, 2 acres. That's a lot of land to take care of if you're trying to weed. But dude, this guy has green peppers that are the size of
a softball,
a cantaloupe,
yeah.
And they're so good. So I went and raided his stock the other day, and I'm good for a month now.
Yeah.
And then it's back to the supermarket for the whatever. Yeah, wherever they get those.
Last weekend, I went and did Michigan State tailgate. Despite the game, I know many of you are Michigan fans, and it was a blowout. It wasn't really even a game. But we had a lot of fun, and I took the pizza oven. But when you do that, you have to chop up a lot of vegetables. And I did. I did red onion, white onion, and I did bell peppers. I did jalapenos. So I get home, and of course, you know me, and when I prep, I make way too much because I don't ever want to run out. So I got home, and then we had a box of little cherry tomatoes, and I made homemade salsa, just
good.
Fresh salsa.
Great.
Just all I had to do was go buy cilantro. I even had limes left over from the bar.
Perfect.
Right? So so I did this.
You had to bring the bar, too?
No, but I cleaned up everything, and they were a bag
all
of limes.
Hammered
right,
in the
bag
stadium.
Of limes were left over, and I was doing the cleanup. But anyway, long story short is I made some fresh salsa. It made me think of it when you said peppers because it was just fantastic. I made a big mixing bowl of everything that I had left, put it all together, and it turned out really good. And I don't do that very often, but it was the fresh vegetables that made all the difference.
Everything was
fresh right out of the garden. So it was really good.
I love making salsa. Now I'd have to confess that I did the same thing with that farmer dude a couple weeks ago and bought out his tomato stock.
Yeah.
And I made up a bunch of salsa and I canned it. And I think sometimes when you cook, your taste buds just get numb after a while. I'm just not really happy with it.
No,
it's canned. I have it.
Yep.
And I can open up a bottle and then affect it.
Yeah, right.
Know,
do
some
something
fresh
with it.
Stuff.
Yeah.
But it's too mild for me.
Right. Well, imagine that.
And it's kind of bland.
If it's not burning your eyebrows, then you're not enjoying it. But you know, I put quite a little bit of tahine in it, and you got to be careful with that because it's got a salt component to it. But it also has some real nice citrus flavors and a little bit of bite, and that's what I use to.
Where'd you ever hear about that spice?
Well, you know, it's a Mexican spice that's very good, and from my Norwegian buddy who uses it.
It's a Finnish buddy,
yeah,
pal.
Right. No, it's
well,
close.
If you cross a Finn with a Swede, I guess you do get a Norwegian
right?
You?
Yeah. So
big heads. Viking background.
Yeah, right. That's really
it.
Tough to find a Stormy Cromer.
Rape and pillage.
Yeah.
That's what we did.
But they do that. Right. They do that.
So we've got some good guests coming up, but I thought, you know, rather than put a bunch of new recipes on the website and research all that, I was really busy this week and just didn't do the research I like to do. So I thought, well, let's go perusing through thegrillingguys.com. And let's just punch up the recipe tab. I think there's like 300 recipes on there. So I thought, let's recycle. I hit about page 6 or 7, and I found 3, bang, 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 that are perfect fall recipes.
Right.
And one of them came from my lovely daughter, Emily, and it's...
who, by the way, is a much better cook than you. But she just cooks different stuff.
Yeah. I love
you taught her. Though.
I love cooking with her.
Yeah,
and she does definitely. She gets very elaborate, but I love it when she comes because I get help.
Right,
or she gets help.
Well, and she enjoys being in the kitchen.
Yeah,
with you.
But then we get stuck doing all the dishes, and that's when she starts complaining.
Well, you know, it's kind of a yin and yang thing. Yeah.
It's a yin and yang. Pork carnitas. This is something she brought me into, and it's basically a pork butt that you marinate. Mexican style, and it's got in the marinade, it's got chili powder, kosher salt, ground black pepper, cumin, coriander, garlic, white pepper, cayenne, and then you make a mop sauce using some of that with a dark Mexican beer, orange juice, vinegar, oil, garlic, and a little bit of rub.
So let me ask you a couple questions about that. You stopped about 2/3 of the way down, and that was your marinade.
Yep.
So you're going to reserve part of that. You're not going to use it after you've marinated the pork.
Well,
you reserve part of it and then put the rest of the ingredients in there to make your mop sauce.
Kind of, but not really, because I have combined the mop sauce with the marinade because I like having that dark beer in the marinade and the orange juice.
Okay.
The big deal is having the orange juice in the marinade, too, because it's got a nice acid, and it gives you a profile mixed with the beer. I know it sounds weird. It's not like a tomato.
Well, there's a whole lot of people that drink, you know,
tomato juice
IPAs, IPAs with orange in them.
Yeah.
You know, so
sure.
Yeah, it's out there. So I have a question. The pork shoulder is a clod of meat,
yep.
Right? You're about 8-9 pounds.
Yep.
You're going to dice it up, cut it up, strip it up. What do you think you're
going to
do?
I'm going to cut it into fours. I'll quadrant
okay.
it because
okay.
you got to get the bone out of it
right.
to do a good marinade.
Yep.
And I'll marinate that for about 12 hours.
Okay.
And the reason I combine them is because I feel like that orange juice and vinegar is really nice for the marinade. But
sure.
Then you smoke them, and you can go on thegrillingguys.com and get the rest of the recipe.
Yeah. So one of the things we're going to do today is talk to a couple of our beverage sponsors. And the first one coming up is Fenn Valley Winery. If you're a fan of the show, you've heard us talk to these guys a lot. But we try to do this seasonally because the vineyard changes. Last time we talked to him, he was harvesting. This time he'll have some stuff that
he's squeezing.
Yeah, he's squeezing and bottling and all the other good stuff. But anyway, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley Winery. Brian is a master of matching wine with food, so I'm sure we're going to go down that road a bit as well. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit Garrett'sAppliances.com. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday. Now hit me!
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, we were bantering about some different recipes for carnitas there on the grillingguys.com. Check that out. The rest of the recipe is certainly there with hundreds of others. But with every good piece of meat, Bob, we need a beverage, right?
Yeah, and if you look at that website on the right-hand side, you know, we've got two of our oldest sponsors, and they're both going to be on this morning. Yeah. And the first one is Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you, gentlemen?
So thanks so much for joining us.
Do you know who you're talking to? I mean, this is the Grilling Guys. How are our gentlemen this morning, Brian? We appreciate that.
He's talking to Conrad.
Yeah.
I'm trying to pump you up here.
Thanks, man.
Class it up a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Good luck.
Well, that's the only way it's going to get there is if we call somebody, right? Yeah. But anyway, hey, man, the last time we talked to you, you were harvesting and there were grapes coming in by the ton. And so what's new in the vineyard now?
Still doing that. It's a couple months process, but we're going to be over. It'll be over a little bit early this year, probably. It was kind of a fast and furious season for us. I mean, looks good. So now we're busy basically making the red. So, you know, when you make red, you let the skin soak. So they got a lot of tanks full of skins and juice and everything. And then we'll slowly start pressing those out and over the next 3 weeks or so, and try to clean up a little bit before Thanksgiving. That's kind of what's going on down here.
So what varietals are in those tanks right now?
Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot are the main ones. So basically the classic Bordeaux reds that we make individually and also blend together to make a nice dry red blend called Meritage.
Right, which is my favorite blend that
delightful.
You make. Yes, it's delightful.
Thank you.
And how long does that stay in the bottle before you release that, or in the tanks and then you bottle it, I guess would be better, right?
Well, after we press it, all that wine will go into barrels, and it'll go into barrels for anywhere from about a year to 18 months.
Okay.
So we have to wait a long time. So it's a patient process, you know, but if that's what you need to do to build and develop the structure, to soften the tannins a little bit, in order to, you know, make that wine drinkable, make it, you know, kind of what you'd expect.
Right. So those barrels, are they new barrels? Are they, from somewhere else? Are they charred? What happens there?
They'll be toasted a little bit, which is one of the things that I think makes red wine such a good pairing with barbecue. See how I tied that back to the show there?
You see, man, I tell you, we call a pro, you get pro
results.
I didn't
even catch it. Yeah. Right over my head.
Just trying to wake you up over there. Make sure you still pay attention. So you know, the barrels are toasted a little bit on the inside. If you were to rub your finger on one, it'd get a little soot on it, but it wouldn't be charred like a whiskey barrel.
That sounds like one of my pork butts, yeah.
Well, charcoal's good for your teeth, actually.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's about 20 to 25% new. A new barrel is pretty intense, so you wouldn't necessarily put it all in new. You might if you're using certain types of barrels, but we usually roll with about a quarter new. For our Meritage blend, it's going to be a blend of Hungarian oak from the great state of Minnesota, and some French oak, kind of to bring all the different kind of species together to add some complexity there.
So interesting. Interesting.
So when you're doing Chardonnay, then you're the true Chardonnay is fermented in stainless, which is my wife's favorite. But if you're doing a traditional oaked Chardonnay, you're not going to char the barrel.
The true doesn't go into any oak at all.
Right.
And so, although doing Chardonnays in neutral oak, so old oak, has become a pretty trendy thing, because you get some structure and body, but you don't get all that barrel flavor. You're seeing that done with a lot of wines right now. I like the trend, actually. I think it adds this complexity to wine.
Well, but it's it protects. I mean, in how many trees do you have to slaughter to make wine? I mean, after a while, you kind of like to reuse that oak a little bit. You don't care. I know.
The French oak takes about 80 years to get the tree to be harvestable for a barrel, and you get about 4 out of a tree.
So goodness.
It's a long process, but they've got it dialed in. I mean, they've got enough going in to come out, so it's kind of a one-for-one deal.
Can you use those for red when you're done with them for Chardonnay?
You could, yeah. I mean, we generally don't. Just keep using them for white, but you could. You couldn't go the opposite way, usually, because it's impossible to get the red out ever. But, we'll average about 10 years in a barrel. So, we get quite a bit of use out of them.
Wow.
We're pretty good at fixing them. And, that's good on the pocketbook, too, because they run about a grand, at least, depending on freight and the euro-dollar conversion rate at any given time.
Yeah, sure. Interesting. So, what are you drinking right now?
Well, it's a little early, so currently a smoothie, but soon I'll be drinking some red wine here. I've been digging that Meritage as you were talking about. Also, we've got a really nice Merlot right now from 2020, and we're about to roll into the 2021. I tasted it yesterday, and so anybody who's listening, probably by the time they get to Fenville, will be into the 21, and I can tell you it's a beautiful bottle of wine, all Michigan fruit. Good structure, color, kind of checks all the boxes. So that's going to be one of my go-tos here over the holiday season.
Yeah, so those two, that Meritage and the Merlot, when you sit down at your table, what are you eating with that?
Whatever you want. I love
what my wife puts on the plate. You can say it, Brian. It's okay. But if you had your choice pairing that, what would you typically pair that with?
I like to do lighter season, dark meat, something red, or even like a gamier meat, like a duck or something like that. I mean, our wines in Michigan are going to be more fruit driven. So think in terms of fruitiness when you think in terms of pairings, not so much, how maybe you think of like a Napa Cab, where you're going to get those big dark cooked fruit flavors, which I like too.
Right.
You're going to expect a little more acidity, so you can handle some of that fattier, gamier kind of food as well.
Yeah. Cool.
So I think maybe next week, Jop and I would like to bring our wives on a little date out to Fen Valley. How would that work?
Well, we got,
you're still busy?
We're 7 days a week down here, so you don't have to be too picky about when you come down.
Okay.
We're back into our winter hours, so we're 11 to 5, 7 days a week. So it's a good kind of way to get your date started.
Yeah, leave early.
Closer to town when it gets dark and snowy. We see a lot of folks come in, towards the end of the day, kind of kickstart their evening. Wine's great for lunch too. So
gives you a good excuse to cut out of work early though.
Exactly.
So Brian, if people want to come down, how do they find you?
FenValley.com. It's going to have everything on there, from how to get there to what's going on to when we're open, how to get a hold of us, how to book private stuff. So just head there and take care of all your needs.
Awesome.
Well, that's awesome. Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Winery. I remember my first couple of emails to you and contacts, and I was so excited when you wanted to talk, and it's been a fantastic relationship, and we appreciate your support.
Anytime, gentlemen.
Once again,
trying to bring the show up here.
Yeah, you do it every time, buddy. Thanks again. All right.
See you, dude.
See you later. All right, coming up next, we're going to go from wine to beer. Imagine that. You're with the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob here for the local hunting, fishing, and archery experts at Allen Bob Sports. The freshest, tastiest proteins you can put on the grill or in the smoker are the ones you harvest yourself. And Allen Bob Sports is everything you need to be a success in the field or on the water. For everything from bows and crossbows to firearms and fishing, go to Allen Bob Sports, now partnered with Millbrook Tack, just off US 131 at exit 76, or shop online at millbrooktack.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
With the Grilling Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grilling Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the body, we'll bring the smoke.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. I tell you what, if you've not been down to Fen Valley, you gotta get down there and try some of that wine. But that's 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. But right here in town, we also have a purveyor of fine beverages. Right,
and Bob? Just like Fen Valley, one of our original sponsors.
Yeah, right. So on the live line right now, it's Jim Shireen from Schmoe's Brewery. Hey, Jim, good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Oh, we're great, man. You too?
I'm doing great.
We just want to talk about some fall brews at Schmoe's.
Yeah, we enjoy the fall time of year. I think the beers tend to get a little darker, a little more flavor. Something that doesn't usually go well in the summertime. People don't like to stay away from the heavier stuff. So,
right.
Yeah, we get into the fall. We start with the Oktoberfest, which is always a nice lead into to the season, basically. And then we just released our Kiss My Scottish Arse, which is a Scotch ale.
Nice.
And it came out just another amazing batch we made this year.
Great. Now we're excited again.
Yeah, exactly. One of my favorite that you make. Describe that to our listeners if they've not had one.
It's we consider it like a wee heavy type style. It's definitely a dark beer. It's very dark in color. We had some peaty malt to give it just a hint, almost like a Scotch bite when you drink it. The alcohol Scotch. There's no Scotch in it, but we put the maltiness or the peatiness in it to get you that characteristic when you're drinking it. So it comes in about, I think we're at 7.5%. So it's not too heavy, but it's got a little kick to it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's light for Schmoe's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. It's right. A great beer. It's a great beer. Now that's
and it's not too hoppy. It's that malt and peat in there. It's a little bit sweet. So it goes really good with like a rack of ribs or something like that, man.
Or just some popcorn.
Right, yeah, right, yeah. Or your right hand, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Goes pretty good with a cigar, too, let me tell you that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So,
You going to be doing Miracle off 28th Street this year?
As a matter of fact, I'm taking that this weekend. So,
My goodness.
That'll probably come out in another week and a half. Let that sit in the kegs for a few days, but...
Another field trip.
Right, exactly. So describe that one to our people, because that's a very popular beer for you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's an old ale style, and I think this is where the styles tend to kind of mingle a little bit. But it's another higher alcohol beer. It's going about 7.5 again for this one as well. But it's a darker beer, but this one doesn't have that peatiness. It is more of a maltier beer. It's got some chocolate malt and roasted malts in it to give you different flavors.
That one usually sells out pretty quick in the season, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yep. It's a very popular beer. We didn't make it last year, and we got a lot of complaints about it.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh no, there was a lot of folks who was like, "When's it coming out?" And we're like, "Not this year."
Yeah.
So we made sure we got it made this year, and we got plans in place to bring it back each year now.
Well, I can't imagine with all the different products you have to purchase. You know, we were talking to our friends at Fen Valley just before you. They grow their products. you have to literally purchase all of your products. And the way things are in this new world, sometimes getting your product is just not that easy.
That's true. It is. We got to plan ahead and make sure we get things ordered in time, that if something's not available, we can find a workaround. There's a few different suppliers we work with to make sure we can get what we need when we need it.
So you've got Miracle off 28th Street. You've got Kiss My Scottish Arse. What do you have on the IPA side?
We still have the Hop Knocker, which is our Imperial IPA, and then we have an English style IPA that we've had on tap pretty much since we've opened. It's a little milder than your really American sized hopped up beers. So it's an easy drinking beer.
How about stouts? What are you doing, that Russian Imperial?
Yes, that'll come out probably early December. We'll have the Anastasia Russian Imperial Stout.
I think your bride, when I was in there last year, I had a mug of it, and I said, I think that's the best Russian Imperial Stout I've ever had. And I guess I forgot you made it, because I'm getting old.
Right. But your palate isn't. Right? So you know a good beer when you taste it.
I love Russian Imperials. I mean, they're not for everybody.
Right. So, Jim, you got anything new that you need to make the listeners aware of?
No, not really. We're just...
tried and true.
Still making beer, and, we're not doing anything crazy.
Right. So if people want to grab your beer, you're not doing distribution anymore, right? They got to come to the tap room to get it?
Yeah, pretty much we're everything's out of the tap room. We have a couple taps around, in town, but for the most part, distribution is a lot of work. You don't make a lot of money, and
right,
especially like you mentioned with the supply chain issues. I just want to make sure we keep our tap room supplied with good beer. If you want it, you can come get it at our place.
Yeah, you've got a case there full of six packs of all your varieties. That's full all the time, unless you're out of something.
And
right?
You got some nice sodas, like your root beer is very, very popular.
Oh, yeah. The root beer, and we've got the black cherry back on, available in bottles now. So we got a couple of sodas. We still have our non-alcoholic beer.
How does that go? I mean, do you sell a little bit of that, or is it popular?
It was actually, that was one of our more popular beers for distribution.
Oh.
And then, so we sell a little bit of it through the tap room, but obviously most people that come in there aren't looking for non-alcoholic beers.
Right. But, everybody's got somebody.
For those that are driving or with somebody, so it's available.
Yeah, very nice. I mean, that's unique to Schmoes. I think that I could go around to a bunch of breweries and not find one of those. And when you roll into Schmoes, if you got somebody with you that doesn't drink, they can still have the experience, sit up at the tap room bar and enjoy a beverage.
And I gave some to my wife, and she said, why do they call it 120? I said, well, it's a non-alcoholic beer, but you could drink 120 of them to get a buzz off it.
Right, yeah.
And she said, then it's not non-alcoholic. I said, all non-alcoholic beers have a touch of alcohol in them. It's about impossible not to. And, of course, what does your wife do? Pulls out her phone to fact check me.
Yeah, right.
She didn't say anything after she looked at her phone.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly.
That's so funny. Cool.
So, Jim, where can people find you?
We're on Patterson, just north of 28th Street, a few miles north of the airport. And there's the Patterson Ice Arena is right next door to us. In fact, we got a path that comes from the parking lot of the Patterson Ice Arena into our tap room.
Yeah, I married into a hockey family. My wife Lisa's kids both played hockey all the way through college, and they spend time still over at Patterson. And
you should shovel that path for them.
Exactly. Well, it's well worn. It doesn't need to be. It doesn't need to be shoveled, because there are a lot of hockey parents that go to Schmoes between periods to get a beer. Right.
Oh yeah, we get them running over, and you can tell they're in a hurry. So
yeah. Do you have an app? Can they call ahead? No, I'm kidding. But
okay. Anyway. Well, Jim, it's just great to talk to you. You're a busy man. You also have a full time career in the automotive engineering business. So I know your days are tightly packed. So we appreciate you taking a little bit of time with the Grilling Guys, and we want to make sure everybody gets over to Schmoes and check out those new fall brews, because there's nothing better than it fresh off the tap.
Right. It's wonderful.
It is a different flavor than what you're going to get in the store anyway, you know, regardless. So, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. Yep, exactly.
All right. Jim Shereen, Schmoe's Brewery. Thanks so much.
Thanks for your time, Jim.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, if you've never been to Schmoe's, it's a unique place. You got to go there. They don't serve food. It's just a tap room.
But free popcorn.
Free popcorn, and it's salty, so you'll drink a lot of beer.
And that's the first place I ever had hot sauce on my popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have like
Was it the last?
They have no. I get it all the time now. Right. They have Frank's, and you just sprinkle it over your popcorn. I thought that was weird, and I'm a hot sauce freak, so
right.
I was like, of course I'm going to do
it. Yeah, yep. All right, well, coming up next, we're going to go back to the Grilling Guys website and talk about some recipes that are on there. You can find it there as well. It's thegrillingguys.com, and you go on there, and there's a little icon that says recipes up
get
there.
Get your notepad and a number two pencil.
Well, yeah, yep, or you can just keep it open on your device because we're never going to take it down. We just keep putting it on there and more recipes. So you list the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We'll be back.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fen Valley Vineyards.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Glad you're here. And we just talked to two of our favorite sponsors, Brian from Fen Valley. Thank you. And then Jim Shereen from Schmoe's. Both very, very awesome purveyors of adult beverages. And the Grilling Guys have been partners with both of those firms pretty much since we started 15 years ago. And so it's just a testament to these businesses that they've made it through thick and thin. And we were just rode their coattails. So anyway, thanks to both of them.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, as far as Schmoe's, we have lost a lot of breweries in the state of Michigan over the last several years. Some notable ones, some good ones.
Right.
And or they've been bought up by conglomerates or whatever, but that market's not as oversaturated as it was.
Right.
But the distribution on going through the beer distributors, it's a racket.
Right. It's the system. You can't blame them. It's the way the system has evolved over 100 years.
No, it's the distributors. I blame them.
But they, you know, you have to get your beer out somewhere. But to your point, there are several breweries now that don't do distribution and they only run their tap room because they figured it out.
That's right.
That it's more profitable and it's easier for them and they have a lot less hassle if they do it that way.
So let's hassle that grillingguys.com website on the recipes and look for something called a Mojo Chop. M-O-J-O.
And C-H-O-P, not Jop. This is not Jop's Mojo.
No, it definitely is not.
Yeah.
You need some four pork chops. Again, we're going with orange juice. And I'm telling you, I love using orange juice for a marinade. Lime juice, balsamic from Old World Olive Company, some black pepper, cumin, cayenne, garlic, oregano. And that's your marinade. And it's pork chops have a very lean center.
Yes, they do.
So if you want to
cut fat's all on the outside. Yeah. The meat is not marbled. You're right.
I would tell you to use that method I used to talk about all the time and still do once in a while, but where you cut your chops about an inch and a half and take your jacquard or a meat pounder or something and you beat the snot out of the center of that pork chop and then marinate it because you'll tear that connective tissue and all that lean meat up a little bit. Your marinade's going to penetrate like mad. So you could cut your marinade session down to, you know, 2 hours instead of six.
And this is the pork loin, not the tenderloin, but the loin that's the size of a softball, and a pork chop has that rib bone on there.
Yep.
And if you can, you know, you go to a great butcher like Sobey Meats, then they'll cut them at whatever thick. You got to, you know, call them ahead. They got a case full of them that are already about an inch thick. But if you want them a little thicker, they'll certainly do it. You just give them a call ahead of time.
Give them about an air.
Yeah, and they'll cut them for you any way you want. But that, and the thing is when you hit it with the meat hammer or you hit it with that jacquard, which is the little bed of nails thing. If you don't know what that is, look one up. But anyway. It flattens it out a little bit, and it opens it up, and it absorbs the marinade. But when you cook it, it'll puff right back up. It'll come right back to the same shape. So you've got a beautiful presentation.
I do the same thing.
Yep, beautiful presentation on the table when you're done grilling it.
And I puff up like that too.
Right, and Bob, what
just
do you
not
going
to bite on that?
No,
are you?
I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not.
So here's a great old thing that when we were newlyweds, my wife used to buy them from Stouffer's. Do you remember Welsh rarebit? You could get them in the box. And it was a little tray of cheese that you baked. It was called Welsh rarebit. And for some reason.
Not a rabbit.
No, it looks like it.
Yeah.
But like Thursday night, Cheers was on. That was our treat. She'd toast
You're
up.
You're dating yourself, dude.
Yes. She'd toast up some nice Italian bread or French bread and pop one of these Stouffer's Welsh rarebits in the oven. It was in the freezer case. I don't even know if they still make it. But it's called Welsh rarebit.
Google it.
Don't ever Google anything again. It's a psyop. So this stuff is so good. And I found a recipe years ago. So it's actually, we posted it in 21. But it's got butter, flour, Worcestershire, dry mustard, salt, black pepper, a cup of your favorite Michigan beer. So for a Welsh rarebit, I'm going to use a lighter colored beer because I want that color of the cheese to be true. So maybe use like a Pilsner or something like that.
Yeah, I'd stay away from an IPA because that's going to overpower the flavor.
Good time to get rid of some of the junk your friends leave.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
And then it's got a cup and a half of heavy cream and 4 cups of sharp cheddar, 4 egg yolks, and you just whip all that together and you bake it until it's just about.
So you probably
bubbly.
Would put it in a little bit thinner layer in a little bit wider pan.
Some kind of a little crock bowl or something like that.
Because you're gonna dip this the bread, the crustinis or whatever you do.
Yep.
Yeah. The bread in that.
It's so good. It's just a wonderful blend of you can see with the mustard and the Worcestershire and the butter and cream in there. It just
rich.
Turns into a nice cheesy,
and a good glass of Fen Valley like Pinot Grigio with that would be daddy.
You could do that.
That'd be good. That'd be really good.
I'd probably do a Meritage.
Yeah, I don't know if I do red wine with that, but
okay. To each his own.
Yes, right. To each his
own.
When
in Rome,
right?
What's that mean?
I don't know. You're seeing Romans, but anyway, those are on thegrillingguys.com, our website, and
you see the common thread here.
Yeah, right. I did. So I wanted to go back. We're approaching the holiday season. We're here at the end of October. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. I was over at Sobey Meats. I did a catering gig a week ago for the Home Builders Association, and I got all my meat over at Sobey's, obviously. And when I was there, he had his sign up for fresh turkeys. So I know at some point here in the next...
Put your order in.
Yeah, put your order in over at Sobey's for a fresh turkey.
And is there a difference?
100% there's a difference.
And do you brine it?
I do. And I've got I bought a brining bucket last year because I did the same thing. I mean, you can go get your Butterball. It's already brined, and that's the easy way out, and the stores are full of them. But guess what? You're going to pay a little more for a fresh turkey. But you know what? It's worth it.
Oh, man.
It's 100% worth it.
And his are all grown right in the region here.
Right. Yep.
They're local.
Right. And they've never been frozen.
You don't have to learn another language to cook it.
You know, you don't have to pull out all the, I forgot to pull out all the giblets and then you cook it and you got that mess in there because it's all fresh and it's ready to go. And big proponent of fresh turkeys. Now, last year, and we'll cover this again, so I'm not going to, but I spatchcocked the turkey and did it on my Big Green Egg, best turkey we've ever had. So we'll cover that in another show or two, because we'll approach it Thanksgiving. We'll do a whole show, but I just, a tip is get your order in,
so,
because
yes,
like everything else, there's some scarcity. So just make sure that you get on the list and you get one.
So I dated myself with a Welsh rarebit. I'll date myself even more now and go back to Ferris.
Okay.
I worked at remember the Best Western on the south end of town, the Country Inn, I think it was called.
Okay, yep.
I worked in the cocktail lounge there.
Okay.
And I was a poor student. I had no money.
Yeah.
So I learned to love olives and bar cheese.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Because I could get those out of the cooler.
It was free, yeah, yeah.
Even ate the butterflies after a while. That's the thing with the orange and the cherry. Yeah. But this is a beer cheese on thegrillingguys.com, and it was posted December of 21. And it takes some, this is shredded extra sharp cheddar, a half pound of Colby. And the Colby is a big deal.
Shredded as well?
Yep.
Okay.
Some paprika, onion powder, roasted garlic cloves, a few dashes of Cholula, my girlfriend.
That's hot sauce.
2 teaspoons of Worcestershire, and 6 ounces of beer, a blonde, and a half cup of gin.
Really?
Yes.
Half cup of gin.
I added that to a recipe I found online, because that's what we did at the Country Inn. I think it was called Country Inn. I'm getting
Doesn't matter.
I
probably
can't remember.
Changed names.
Oh,
10
no,
times
it's apartments now. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but real swanky cocktail lounge for Big Rapids. So when the professors would go out, or when the parents would come up to watch their hockey players, that's where they all went. So I had to learn how to make a lot of really cool drinks.
Yeah.
But this bar cheese was just the best.
Wow, I'm going to have to give that a try.
You should.
I didn't even know that was
on
our website.
That. You can take it
Thank
home.
Thank you. I will take that home, and we'll report back next week on how that turned out. But anyway, you've been listening to The Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get down to Fen Valley. You won't regret that trip. He said he's open 11 to 5 this time of year. Perfectly get down there. You can try wines and buy wines and leave with wine, and it's amazing. Same thing with Schmoe's over in Patterson. It's a tap room only. Don't go there to eat. Just go there to drink a couple beers and go about your day. Perfect on Saturdays when your wife's shopping, and you can slide over there and have a beer and then meet her back there.
Sounds good. Thanks so much for joining us. And as always, see ya.